All right, so my friend Rob has a 13-year-old daughter, okay? He was home one afternoon. I think he had, like, gone to the gym. He left work early, went to the gym, went home, took a shower. There was nobody home. Took a shower, and they have one of those, I don't know, my laundry room has always been in basements wherever I've lived, whether it's a house or an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
But he lives in one of those houses where the laundry room is on the same floor as his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes a shower. His stuff was in the dryer drying, like his clothes. You know what I mean? He wanted like nice and crisp, clean clothes to put on. He gets out of the shower and he walks down the hallway from the bathroom into the laundry room to go put on his new clothes. And his 13-year-old daughter's best friend is walking up the stairs to use the bathroom and sees him naked. Mm-hmm. He didn't even realize that his daughter had come home and brought her friend with her. And they were down in the kitchen. And the friend was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, be right back. And I guess they didn't realize the father was home, or they did. And they didn't say like, hey, dad, we're here, because he was in the shower, you know. So the friend sees my friend Rob naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it, what is he, so I, you know, what does he do? Like, does he talk to her? Does he call her parents and say, hey, I wasn't purposely running around the house naked, whatever your daughter says? You know, how do you handle that? Because think about it. You're a guy. We're living in 2020. You know what I mean? You're walking around, your junk's hanging out. There's a 14-year-old girl hanging around.
I would ignore the whole thing and hope it goes away. I wouldn't bring, shine a light on it. I wouldn't talk to her about it. I wouldn't talk to the parents about it. I would just ignore it.
But what if the girl goes home and says to her parents, oh, I saw Mr. Jones walking around naked today. That was fun. What do you mean you saw him walking around naked? I'll kill him. You know what I mean? Like, it's, if the girl says something.
Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, that's something the girl brings up to her parents. I don't know.
My generation, I think a lot of girls at 13 or 14 have not seen a penis yet. So if you're seeing a penis for the first time and it's an adult penis, that could be upsetting. That could be like a trigger for something.
Yeah, I think it's different now because it's always on your phone. It's always everywhere. So my advice is to ignore it and hope it goes away.
And never do nothing.
And never look at that girl in the eye ever again. So what is yours?
Okay, well, this is the daughter's best friend, so the girl's going to show up again. You're going to see her. I think you have to deal with it. I said that I think you should get ahead of this and get on the defensive and call the parents and say, hey, listen, this is not okay. I was upstairs in my own private bedroom, my own private bathroom, and I didn't know the girls were even home, and your daughter came walking up when I was undressed. You need to tell her that she can't go roaming around other people's houses. Like, I said to him, you need to get ahead of it and act like you're angry that she would be wandering around your house without, you know, with no warning. That, like, you would have put clothes on. You would have covered up had you known they were home. And she should not be wandering around somebody else's house. Like, if I were you, I would act like you're the one who's pissed rather than, like, don't go with, I'm really sorry this happened, because you don't want to put them the idea in their head that on some level you did this on purpose, you knew they were there. I would flip it on them before they have a chance to come after you and say, it is not okay for your daughter to go wandering around my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's my daughter's friend. She doesn't live here. This is my house. That was my bedroom. I have every right to walk around any way I want to. I didn't even know they were home, frankly. But it is not okay for her to go wandering around somebody else's house. You need to have a talk with her now.
Okay, I kind of put a lot of blame on him, because even if you don't think anybody's home, when I come out of the shower, I have a towel on. Even if nobody's home, there's going to be a day that the kids are going to come home at weird times. And you just don't know. It's better to be safe than sorry. So the minute I get out of the shower, I'm putting a towel on.
I'm not going to feel uncomfortable in my own house. I'm paying all this money to live here. If I want to walk around, if I want to walk naked from my bathroom to my bedroom, I'm the one paying the bills. I'm the one paying the mortgage. I can walk around any way I want to in my own house. Sorry.